Profit, a 501c3 public charity called Canyon Ranch Institute. We're located in Tucson, Arizona. I have been an academic at Rutgers in the past, so I'm glad I don't live in New Jersey today, unfortunately. But wow, this is auto-directing itself. How cool is that? These are my disclosures. This evaluation that I'm going to tell you about was funded by Merck, and it also so happens that I am a member of the Merck Health Literacy Speakers Bureau, which basically means they give me audiences to say whatever I want to, too. It's kind of cool, actually. Go figure. So my co-authors, it really is jumping all over the place, Cliff Coleman at Oregon Health and Science University, Jennifer Cabe at Canyon Ranch Institute here in the audience with us, Rainey Wharf at Canyon Ranch Institute, and Dr. Richard Carmona, also the president of Canyon Ranch Institute, otherwise known as the former Surgeon General of the United States. Just out of curiosity, because I have 15 minutes, I'm going to fit this in, is anybody here big on grant writing and the communication? Because if you are, look at our website, because we're hiring a grant writer and communication specialist right now. Yeah, we'll talk, because we can make it a deal, maybe, right? So just to let you all know, it's a free ad. Sorry, I kibitz. So we're going to talk about a tool, a health literacy tool online, and it still is jumping all over on me. I promise I'm not touching it when the slides change. We're focusing on heart disease. Why? Simply because it's the number one cause of death in the United States. At Canyon Ranch Institute, we use health literacy, an integrative approach to health, and focus on prevention, simply because 75% of what we spend on healthcare in this country is chronic disease, and thus 75% is preventable. We can save a ton of money if we actually keep people from getting sick instead of waiting for them to get sick. So, why, though, is heart disease? For all we know about it, all the basic research that's been conducted for years and years and years, and applied research, it did again, didn't it? No, I didn't do it. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll navigate, right? We know a lot about it, but it still is killing people. And why is that? It's because I really am not touching it all these times. Let me just do it. It's the no-do gap in the language that we used to talk about this at the World Health Organization, the gap between what we know and what we do, and health literacy is the solution to that. I know it's still doing it. Yeah, if you go ahead, but I'll probably be done by the time they get here. Okay. So I have this memorized, it'll be, more or less, it'll be all right. So 88% of the United States public, let's just don't look at those, 88% of the public in the United States are below the proficient level of health literacy. That means that they can't proficiently navigate the healthcare system. It's particularly true when your health literacy skills are burdened by one or multiple chronic disease conditions, right? We just don't think clear when we're sick. And when we don't think clear, we don't communicate clearly. So the idea behind this tool is to demonstrate online via videos clear and simple communication practices between patients and healthcare providers. Both sides. That's an important note to make. Health literacy, as some of you know, when it started, was focused on what they call the deficit approach. It was blaming the patients for not having health literacy because healthcare professionals are perfect, right? Well, some of them think so anyway, right? Because have you ever met the second best surgeon in the world?
No.
Doesn't exist. Well, this is cool. It's just going to loop. So you'll see all the slides as I talk, right? And you are an advanced audience, so I know you can multitask like this. See, I just started there a minute ago. So look, also, right, health literacy knowledge is related to a whole bunch of unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy outcomes. So health literacy really can be a huge tool. That partnership that just came up on the screen and left of Merck, ourselves at Canyon Ranch Institute, an organization called RiusWorks, which of those of you who study in health communication will recognize Deb Roeder's name. That is RiusWorks, essentially. And I'm going to forget the fourth one right now, the American Academy of Family Physicians came together to see if we could develop this tool. It's basically a corporate social responsibility effort on the part of Merck to partner with us in a way that was not dogmatic or dictatorial at all. It was just, let's see if we can get this tool to work. And if you look up every now and then, you'll see examples of the tool flying past you on the screen. It's called Time to Talk Cardio. It's online, and there's results already. Look at that. This is going to be the funnest talk I've ever given. I mean, for me, I don't know about you all, but for me, this is great. So, yeah, okay, good. So then we're all on the same boat. So Here you go. Is that the tech guy? No. Yeah, you can look at it while I'm talking. It's right. We're not going to stop. So what people do at Time to Talk Cardio is, I'm going to move away from the mic. Can you hear me so he can play with that? Great. So what we do is people come to the website and answer a series of questions about their current communication
Those drive an algorithm which then delivers videos
that depict the communication practices that person seems to need, included in the videos are things like the teeth background, for example. And actually appears. This is what it looks like to do it. And both health professionals and patients have their own wing. So there's hundreds of videos, actually, because, for example, right, so they're really tailored as much as is possible. Not to every, you know, there's not a video of an Indonesian speaking Tagalog, but we're getting there. And so that's really essentially it. There's a lot of supporting materials, a checklist, a tool to help people make goals with their healthcare. They also had visited the website, saw the videos, and did the post. We did that non-parametrically because it was only ACE, because it's not a big claim. But that's a bulk of their healthcare professionals. We didn't match patients with professionals in the analysis at all. We did, however, use a mirrored website, so we knew exactly how many videos they watched and exactly how much time they spent on the website. So the results, I knew I was going to get this done before you guys
I'll be right back.
Were pretty good. It wasn't perfect, but it's a very new tool, and it's a new approach to trying to improve health literacy skills. Conceptually, there are six domains of communication that theoretically underpin the videos. And so we built a new evaluation tool written, you know, like response scales for each of those domains in the pre and the post. And the theory was that people reported changes in behavior, their satisfaction with the experience would increase in each of those six domains. As it worked out, comparing the intervention to the control group, we had statistically significant improvement in four of the six domains for patients, which was really a pretty strong outcome for a brand new tool in the very first evaluation. And it was a rigorous evaluation, because we really did make the link in the analysis between changes in behavior and changes in satisfaction. We didn't treat them as separate entities. We really put them together. So it was a hard change score to really show that people have made a difference in their lives. And they seem to have, in almost all the domains, the two domains that we didn't show a difference in really are the ones that require the most cooperation between the healthcare professional and the patient. So it's an area where one part of that relationship can't make the change all by themselves. Like mutuality was one of them, and rapport was the other. For the healthcare professionals, non-parametrically, they improved in all but one of the domains, the small number of health professionals, pre and post. So on both sides of the evaluation, we saw improvement. When we sum up across all those domains for the patients, it's actually pretty hilarious in some respects because it misses being statistically significant by 0.0002. So, some people would say you should have just rounded it off and called it significant. Honestly, we reported exactly what it was, we didn't call it significant, but if one more person would have tipped the scale, really by answering a 5 instead of a 4 on a likely scale, it was that close. So we think that we have evidence that the tool is effective. It's free, it's online, Time to Talk Cardio, and I think that's my 15 minutes of fame.
No, actually, you spoke so fast, you have a couple more minutes.
Well, that's very cool. What did I forget to tell you? Because I didn't have
slides.
Oh, I know what it was. It was how we approach and define health literacy, which is a little different than most people. We treat health literacy as a theory of behavior change. Most people think of health literacy as a set of skills and abilities. Right? Can you read? Can you do numeracy? Well, that's really lovely, but there's no actual evidence that those skills relate to improved health in the long run, unless you really like those bad health literacy assessment tools that are out there. But for us, it's a logic model that starts with finding information and then understanding it. That's where most people stop. Knowledge, okay, we're done. And then we say, no, you have to evaluate it and figure out what that information means in your life. That's hard. And then, you have to be able to communicate it, and that's where Time to Talk Cardio really focuses, right? It's one thing to know you have heart disease and you're not following your medication. It's another thing to have the wherewithal to talk about it with your provider and your family. And if you do that, then you get to the behavior change step. which is act on the information and make an informed decision, and that's really the basis of Time to Talk Cardio, and now I've taken all the time that I have. Thank you very much.